What's up, y'all? This is Lachey, and today we're digging into the archives, clips from some of my past shows that never aired to the public. Lachey Show.
Okay, you had touched on something previously about, you know, you said something along the lines of, that's a white show, or that's a white comedian. So,
I don't like when you just did the jump with your hand, like, it just made it more and more, like, racist. That's a white show.
Because I would never... If I'm talking to my friends or anything, I would never say, eh, it's a black thing.
You say it all the time.
The fuck I do.
Shit.
No, I don't.
What are you saying?
Wait.
Not only do you say it's black, but you emphasize the B and the L to the temple. This is a black guy. It's what you do.
If I'm talking about people,
I don't do that.
He's black. He's a black guy. Black. No. Yeah, I hear right now. I sound like Affleck. Black. But when I'm talking about a show... Okay, what categorizes a black show? That's a black show.
Black people are in it.
Is that to say that every other show that has white people in it, or is 90% white, a white show?
Absolutely.
You don't watch any shows that are predominantly white?
Of course I do.
But will you call it that white show?
Yes, it's a white show, yes.
Really? Why does race have to be involved with that? Do you watch, like, I don't know, what's popular?
Blackish.
Modern Family. That's like a popular show.
Okay.
Or whatever. Two and a Half Men.
No,
I don't know.
You know what? I'm lying. I would not.
Why are you lying then?
No.
Yeah.
Because I just thought of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a show that I like.
Which one?
Modern Family.
Okay, Modern Family. A lot of whites. A lot of like real white people. Ed O'Neill. Al Bundy is a fucking white man.
All right.
Old whitey. Go ahead.
I don't refer to it as a white show.
Uh-huh.
I don't. But right. It's a show that I happen to like with white people in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much the extent of it. But if we want to put it in a category, it's a white show.
That's bullshit. I would say it's a primetime comedy. Like race would never, even if like Blackish, I would never be like, well,
you
that's
heard
a
the Blackish.
That's a
did
black.
You hear the BL in Blackish just now?
I would never say Blackish is a black show.
Why
ever.
Wouldn't you say it? Because that's exactly what it is.
I would say it's a comedy. Like it's
There's
a comedy that's on
TV. There's rarely any white people on it, so it's technically a black show.
Like okay, like CSI or like Law and Order, those shows.
Those are white shows. Yeah.
Why? Like, isn't LL on one of those shows? LL's on one of those shows.
So that makes it a
black show. Does it? Does it? Let's say tomorrow a black dude starts hosting Family Feud. It's a fucking white show though. A white ass show.
All right, that's a good point.
But like, if you're gonna inject race in it, what makes it the black or the white? Is it the content or the acting? Like Family Feud, if you had Snoop Dogg hosting it, that's a fucking white show. It's a white, traditionally white show.
That a black. Though,
the Carpenters over. Versus the Simpsons.
A
like
black took over a white show. Is that what you're saying?
I am saying that.
That's horrible.
But I would never inject race unless it's like.
What you did?
If I'm talking about a show like The Wire, let's say.
That's totally black.
Why is it black because the people in it, or is it black because it's like, you know, urban drug dealing black communities shit going on?
You're
no,
racist.
It's not. I'm telling the facts. It's a black fucking show because black people are getting shot up and taking the drugs. Like,
and taking the drugs. And the only people that's white on that show is police officers.
This is the Lachey Show, digging in the archives episode.
I'm gonna get right to the jump here. We talking about black and white stuff again and again and again forever. But we gotta get to them flip-flops. Flip-flops, when I say flip-flop, I'm talking about a thong slide with your big toe and your second toe has some type of a
thong component to
in
grab.
The middle. Yeah. In the middle. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you noticed or not, but I'm quite sure you're well aware at this point. that African American men typically do not wear that. That is totally a white man thing.
And I think just as I see more African American men out in public in like sweatpants than white guys.
I don't know how we get into sweatpants right now. We're not done with the thought.
What it boils down to is comfort. It boils down to comfort. If it's hot outside and I can slip on these thongs and I don't want the little like little
noise. So you're telling me that like a slide, a Jordan slide is not comfortable?
No.
How is that not comfortable?
Also, I mean, we can delve even deeper into that. I feel like with black men need everything on them to be a name type of brand. Down to their fucking flip-flops. Me.
Not always.
Hear me out. I have some nondescript brown things I got probably 10 years ago that
but
flip and flop around.
What I'm trying to say to you is
what's wrong with it?
Something's being wedged in between your toe.
Who cares?
So why are you saying it's a, more comfortable?
It serves a function.
And
I'm free.
What is it?
If you're asking me whether I'd rather a slim band over my toes and a thong or that fucking big, thick, wide fucking Jordan Adidas fucking Nike thing over my foot,
to be name brand.
They're usually like some type of rubber or plastic, so that shit sticks when you sweat. Whereas my shit with the thong, it's usually
you got a damn callus in between.
It's
your
usually
toes.
Some type of cloth that's been wrapped.
Cloth?
It's nice.
No, it's a lot of times just plastic.
No, it's not. Not the nice ones that I get. I got expensive taste with my thong.
I'm just telling you, this is what I observe.
And I think there's nothing wrong with
no,
it.
No, it's not. It's just too weak.
And the black men, like to put their white socks into those Jordans.
Yes, yes.
I look like I'm consistently always going to like a dorm room.
Listen,
it makes them look collegiate at all times. Whereas you give me a thong, give me a Tommy Bahama, put me on an island, and I'm feeling good.
All right, fine. All right. Listen, I'm just letting you know that I've noticed.
I just think it boils down to comfort.
Well, I mean, yes, and to each his own comfort, because I know a lot of people that don't think that that's comfort. I mean, I have thong sandals myself.
And why do you wear them?
Well, they comfort? Got a heel on them. You know, it could be
it's a little boost and a little
decorative. You know, yeah. It could be different, but a lot of people say that that might not be as comfortable as a slide. But I'm just letting you know.
Would you say that other people would say that it's not as like aesthetically pleasing? Like, if you see a white man in a thong flip flop, are you like, wow, what a nerd? Or are you like, oh, okay.
No, I'm just going to say that's a white boy thing. That's it. It is what it is. Black men don't wear that.
I'm gonna go a little side to this and say, have you ever noticed that black Caribbean men always wear the thongs? On the islands, they wear that shit all the time. They're not wearing no slips. They're wearing their thongs. So it might even be a solely African-American, like, black dude thing.
I don't know if I'm agree with that.
You talk to a Jamaican's wearing those thongs all summer.
I don't know if I'm going to agree with that.
You got to gauge them. Because you could always see the underside of the Jamaican man's foot and it's all light and shit. I see that shit all the time in the summer.
How many Jamaican men do you see?
Oh, too many.
Anyway.
You're listening to The Lachey Show at brooklynradio.com.
So, yo. What's been going on the dating scene, you know? You usually have a lot to tell me. I know that somebody just got deaded.
Which one?
Well,
we have one.
I can't think of the names.
Okay. Well,
the one you were supposed to be going to the show with.
Yeah, we can save the names to protect the guilty.
All right, Marquisha.
Yeah, she... Here's my thing.
Because, you know, it has to be a Quisha or a Isha. It's never going to be a Jill or a
no,
Beth.
And she was, like, fist up in the air, so she...
Power to the people.
She needs that name.
Okay.
So, with
How
that...
How about Shaquana?
Is that the other one?
I don't know. What's it?
Whatever. Either way, the one who got... The one who's now in the past... Her big problem was this.
Can we call her Shakima?
Shakima, that's okay. Her name. Okay. So, her big problem was this. Her big problem was... I would show up, we go out to dinner, we do this, we do that, we're intimate, you know, we have a good time, but this woman would treat me like I treat women, which isn't the right thing.
Oh, that's not cool?
No, it's not cool. And what I mean by that is,
it's a nerve.
I never felt like she was super duper affectionate. I never felt like I was being treated.
Why do you care?
Just hold the fuck up. I never felt like I was being the one that was being, you know, kind of, I didn't feel like I was getting the treatment. Like the, oh, I'm hanging out with this guy.
Oh, so you want to be spoiled.
I just like to get at least the appearance that you're not going to hang out with somebody else tomorrow. Lie to me. But do a good job. Act it. This girl was an actress going to school in New York for acting. So when we hang out, don't make it seem like you got other things to do. I don't want to know. I don't want to be something you're crossing off the
to-do list. Men got a lot of damn nerve.
You know, it's almost like you both live in a fantasy while you're together. It's like you're both affectionate, you're both this, you're both that. You don't really have the titles to bog you down. So treat me like that dude while I'm with you. Don't treat it like...
So that was it? That was the main reason?
Yeah. I was done with that. I kind of dug it. We did a march for Ferguson together. I was doing all that shit with her. It was cool.
Did you want to do the march for Ferguson? Or was that just a... I'm trying to get an extra point.
I'd say it was...
In your drawers point because I did the march for
37%
Ferguson.
37% I want to do this march for her on Martin Luther King Day.
37?
And then 63% I'm trying to
the
get
cause?
Some points.
Yeah. No, cause or the points?
37% the cause, 63% the points.
Terrible.
What do you want from me? You think I want to spend one of the few days off I get walking
marching
around,
for Ferguson?
Walking around Union Square saying I can't breathe? I'm sorry.
No.
But I did it. I did it out there. But, you know.
Okay, so for that reason.
For that reason. I want to know that when we're together, you're trying to make it seem like you give a shit. Don't make it seem like you're doing grocery shopping. We're together. She wasn't engaged. If we would have done that for a few months, maybe it would have been something. But because we
couldn't... Some men might actually find that attractive.
Oh, man. It seems like she got other shit going on. Nah, that's not me. I'm a mama's boy. You got to have...
You want to be stroked?
Oh, my God. Like, you wouldn't believe.
Baby.
That's it. Like, I'm purring right
you
now.
You like that?
I need that in my life. You can't be this... Fist up.
A 2015 type of woman might not be able to provide all of that.
Then
for
give
you.
Me a 1976 woman. She could have a hairy bush. I don't care.
You don't care?
No.
How do you feel about hairy bushes, by the way?
Personally?
Yeah.
I don't like them.
No?
No. I need it to be clean.
Bald?
Preferably.
Caesar?
Let me put it this way. I got enough hair in my own face. I don't need your hair in my face when
it's
I'm going
too much?
Down there. No. Yeah, I don't need that in my life. But as far as the one now... She is dark. There's
dark
Mocha.
The berry.
Oh my God, sweeter the juice. She is dark. She's Kenyan. She's gorgeous. She's got that full fro. You know, in the end, or it's either the end of the beginning to Coming to America, where they have the full dance and there's like 80 people dancing. They got the arms out. They're doing the big.
She got a bone in her nose.
Might as well. It is beautiful. I love it. She is attentive. She will be like
she
my.
Giving you the stroke.
She's like my den mother.
Pause. She giving you the stroke.
You bet. It's great.
She got the DSLs?
Yes. Cross that off the list. Okay. It's just, I need that in my life.
Got a cute little shape.
Cute little shape.
Intelligent.
Intelligent.
Eye candy.
You're reading my mind.
Soulful.
Mm-hmm. Good morals. Nice girl.
Can't bring her home yet.
No, but it's early.
Yeah, the Italian family is not going to go over so well, I don't think. Too dark. Don't forget, we must stick with the brown paper bag test.
Mm-hmm.
She's passed the brown paper bag.
Oh, she is. She's like the black bag you get from the liquor
she
store
like
when
this?
You get a 40. Yeah, she's like that. Very dark. But what are you gonna do? But it's going. It's going.
Do you think you'll have kids with a black woman one day?
In my mind, I see.
Or would you be exiled?
I won't be exiled, but you know what I'll get? I'll get like, oh, Danny, you sure you want to do that for my family?
But would you do it just because?
Oh, I wouldn't do anything despite my family because a kid is like your thing.
Right.
But I'm sure that I would get a lot of speed bumps along the way of like, are you sure this is the right decision? Is this what you want to do?
You want to classify it as a speed bump?
Yeah, because I'll
drive. Not just a halt.
I'll drive right through it.
You would?
Hell yeah. I want little brown kids.
Oh, that's a baby.
I do. I'm attracted to black women. So I think my kids will be more beautiful if they're browner.
You ain't never lie. That's why
truth.
I love you, Danny. Dig into the archives. Let you hear some clips of old shows that we recorded last year and the year before we started broadcasting to the world. Lachey Show.
Okay. This is something that I wish happened more than once every 3-4 months, once a quarter. What's good about it is that you're always anticipating it when it happens. Comedy Central had one of its roasts.
I love it.
They had this roast for Justin Bieber. Mm-hmm. From what I've read, it was his 21st birthday, and he was a fan of this stuff, and he thought it would be a good forum to just celebrate, have a good time. So he wanted to have a roast for himself. Comedy Central obliged him. He's one of the biggest stars in the world. I loved it. I'll say that in short. We can come back to me. But how did you feel about this roast? Are you a roast fan?
I'm not a roast fan.
Okay.
I think that I saw one before, and it was just one, and I think it was the Flavor Flav one.
And that was years ago.
Yeah. That was a while ago, but I enjoyed it. Why Justin Bieber deserves a roast?
See,
he's trying to say something.
My thing is this. Think about it. You brought up Flavor Flav. They did a roast for Larry the Cable Guy.
I don't know who that is.
You don't need to.
Right.
But they usually do C, D, and E rate celebrities. I think this was a big get for them. Justin Bieber sells records. Justin Bieber's on every site and every magazine known to man.
But at the same time, he did it for a reason.
He did it for that last 3-minute segment.
Right.
It was a come to Jesus moment where it was like, thank God I'm here. You know, I've made a lot of mistakes. I didn't need that.
You didn't need it?
They roasted Pamela Anderson one time.
How was it?
It was funny. I mean, she's a big target. I mean, in more ways than one, right? But what she did at the end, I think they talked about, she does a lot of work with animals. So she was talking about, you know, save the animals, basically. Yeah. They gave her a little platform at the end. That's fine. But his whole, you know, I'm a bad boy, I'm changing, I'm
right. And I'm about to put out this new project, and I'm going
to
need y'all.
I need to push this on a venue. I normally don't push it.
Right.
I could have done without it, but my favorite thing about it is everybody who goes there, all the comedy writers, they got full Uzis ready to unload on whoever it is. Right. I love that stuff.
I liked it too. I thought that Kevin Hart did a good job.
He was a good MC.
Good roast master.
He's doing everything known to man right now. How the hell did he get time to go out and do that?
Oh, he gonna make
time.
I love that. I mean, it was probably a handsome check.
Damn right.
Involved, but I thought he was excellent.
I thought he was excellent. I like how they get...
He sold a lot of records, but I just personally think that he didn't do enough to be getting a roast. But I get why it was done.
I get that. So let's say on that level, as far as deserving it, he might be a 3 out of 10. But as far as roastability,
he's like
a 14.
Right. I feel you. But his initial fans is not even old enough to view
to watch it. Yeah. But I mean, think about this. We're talking about it. It's funny shit. If they said, yo, we're doing a roast a month, I would watch it.
Oh, yeah. That would be cool.
And, you know, Shaq's...
But we don't want to overdo it.
You don't want to overexpose it. Have you ever seen, like, those Shaq roasts on Showtime that they do?
Shaq will take
a bunch of black comedians and they'll roast him or whatever. But, like, Shaq was there.
Shaq was cool.
I like when they get the celebrities.
Who was your
there.
Least favorite?
Who was my least favorite?
Who they have?
Ludacris sucked. Whoever was writing for Ludacris sucked.
Well, he appeared to be angry. Well, they were saying that he was tight because...
Somebody made a Paul Walker joke?
Yeah, he was tight, and so I guess his panties was in a bunch for the whole rest of the show.
I could do without him, though.
Why was he there?
If you're going to put a celebrity up there, you need somebody to write him the best jokes.
You're right.
Because you got to... Like, what Martha Stewart did, they made her out this cougar-ass 70-year-old woman.
Yeah, I liked her. You know that was my favorite.
That was great. Yeah, I think that stuff's funny.
Yeah, I think she was great. I would love to know who wrote that.
My favorite of the real comedians. Chris D'Elia did really well.
All right, hold on. Who that?
He was the long-haired dude that Justin Bieber said he was his favorite comedian.
You liked him?
Yeah.
Good night.
Natasha Leggero was funny.
She's one of my favorites.
She's hysterical. She's always hitting.
So wait, let me just ask you something. Like, in the white community, Chris D'Elia, is he somebody?
He's not somebody, but if you like comedy, if you're a comedy fan, you respect Chris D'Elia.
Oh, okay.
He's a road warrior.
Never heard of him in my life.
Really?
Life. All right, and you know what? The other black dude, he was not funny. The one who did the whole Bill Cosby thing. What's his name?
I don't know who did that.
Can't think of him.
I thought Pete Davidson from SNL was really funny. His father died in 9/11.
I didn't think that was funny.
I didn't think that was funny.
If you're going, come on, how if you going to use take, your father's death for funny?
If you're going to take a knife and cut me in the side with something funny like that, I will bleed laughter.
I mean, I don't think that you got to be so desperate for a joke like that.
What they also did, I think, too much is just beat the Justin Bieber. Like, he looks like a lesbian. Like,
that's
the easy way out.
Yeah.
I don't need that either.
But I thought that the joke about the Chris, no, who was his name? Saturday Night Live.
Pete Davidson,
when he said about the 50 Shades of Grey, and he was like one of the shades of the 50 Shades. Because he looked real crazy.
Yeah.
He looked crazy. And then your boy Will Ferrell come out as
Ron Burgundy. That was fun. And that's a big get. Talk about, like, white people digging it. Like, I bet you all the white people were tweeting the shit out of that. He probably trended that night. I shit you not.
All right. I mean, if you say so. I don't know.
Different strokes.
I don't know nothing about him, you know? Right. I guess I'm a little racist when it comes to comedy.
I think we can agree, though. The roasts are a good thing. They roll them out just often enough, and we'll keep watching, though.
Yeah.
It's good fodder.
I really agree.
You talk about the it's water cooler conversation type shit. Next day, you talk about it.
But Martha Stewart, I'm sorry, hands down.
Owned it.
All right. The Shay Show.
You're listening to The Shay Show on BrooklynRadio.com.
Okay.
Who that?
Now we're getting to one of my favorite names that I've ever heard. It sounds like an 80s villain in a cartoon.
Villain?
Creflo Dollar, ladies and gentlemen. Hope I never have to say that name more than today. Your people. Your people? Are you kidding? Have you seen pictures of this man? So this man, Creflo Dollar, for those of you who don't know, is, you know, one of those televangelist types, traveling preachers. The story about him recently is he
want to get blessed. Why are you hating on him? Damn.
He's asking his congregation, which apparently spans 200,000 folks, to donate about $300 each,
mm-hmm.
so he can get the most baller of jets in the world. It's a $65 million jet, so he and, like, I don't know, a dozen or so people from his parish can go and spread the gospel. I think
$60 million is what he wants, right?
It's 65, I read online, but okay. Yeah, that comes out to $60 million. I guess they give, if he can get together $60 million, I'm sure the company's like, okay, we'll give it to
you. Well, it's 60 million or 65 million for a reason. You know why? Because this jet that he needs,
mm-hmm. he needs it,
has Rolls Royce engines.
Of course.
It has high speed internet.
Mm-hmm.
It has 2 multi-channeled satellites. And it even allows for a 4.5-hour commute from New York to LA. That's needed.
It's necessary.
This is what I'm trying to say.
When you're a man of God, you cannot fly business class. You need to fly holy class. You need to be closer to the gods.
I agree. And I don't really see what the problem with it is.
Here's the thing. I think Creflo Dollar is a man with balls. And I kind of respect that. Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, he's going to give his speech, you know, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and then he's going to say, please.
If you love God, hallelujah.
He's patting himself down. It's a new day. It's a new dawn. It's a new jet.
This is what we need as a people.
I respect that. However, if anyone out there gave to this cause, you're the idiot. You're the piece
then
of
that
shit.
That means you don't love God.
Creflo Dollar. I love that name.
You like saying it?
Oh my God. It sounds like he's like the villain in like a Scooby-Doo cartoon. We have to get Creflo, you know? Anyway, I think they're the idiots. If you're going to buy into that bullshit, if you have the gift of gab, you can sell, what do they say, a ketchup lollipop to a woman in white gloves. Creflo Dollar can do that. Okay? However,
yo,
if you're the mark in this situation, if you're giving over your money, you're the Dumbo. I'm sorry.
Listen, Creflo can ask for it, okay? If that's what he wants to do and he sees that it's a purpose and it's a reason to serve his master, then by all means, let him ask for it.
Preach.
I don't see nothing wrong with it. Yes, Bishop.
I hope if you can donate to the Creflo Dollar Fund, it's at least a tax write-off.
Mm.
Something.
I doubt it. But do you know that in 2012 he was arrested for choking his daughter?
It must have been the spirit inside of him. It must have been the devil.
Maybe she didn't want to give $300. Could be a possibility.
Maybe.
But nevertheless, I just don't understand why. Do you know he's worth $127 million?
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
So he could have funded this himself.
Technically.
But why not get the parishioners out there?
This is what I'm saying. Like, I mean, I don't think it's a bad idea. Why spend your money when you could spend somebody else's?
That's true.
That's your slogan.
Ooh, thank you.
I mean,
that's not nice.
Everybody money spends except ours. Ain't that how it works?
Yeah. I just think more power to him for devising this bullshit plan.
Oh, well, I mean, like, I understand what you're saying. If you're giving, you a fool. But
he's sitting on big balls.
It's 200,000 people. You going to tell me at least half of them is not going to give? He going to get something. He might not get a $65 million jet, but he going to get a $30 million jet.
It's true. More power to you, Creflo.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of the character in Madagascar, the tiger. Vitaly. Did you watch Madagascar?
You have a kid. I don't know anything about these cartoon movies.
Well, Vitaly is notorious for saying Bolshevik. And that's exactly what this is.
I agree.
Straight Bolshevik. God bless you, Creflo. Lachey Show.
Okay, so recently, Karrueche Tran, who is best known, to my knowledge, as Chris Brown's ex.
To anyone's knowledge. Current,
you know, everyone under the sun these days is an actress and a model, so we really can't go that far with it. But she was interviewed by Iyanla.
Iyanla?
On the OWN Network. On her show, she fixes people's lives, all this and that. But she went on there and kind of just spilled her heart. Tears are flowing. I love
it. But we must be clear that when she was on Iyanla, it wasn't a fix my life episode because that wasn't allowed.
Right. So, okay, that gets a little bit of a rebrand for her. And, you know, she goes on there and she said a whole lot of nothing.
Right.
A lot of hot air. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of woe is me. This girl's around my age, 26, 27, 28 years old.
Mm-hmm. 26.
What did you get out of this? Her kind of going on there, having a platform to talk about herself and Chris Brown.
Well, to answer your question, what did I get out of it? Mm-hmm. Absolutely nothing. She said absolutely nothing. I don't know why she was given this forum to speak on a topic that anybody who's a Chris Brown fan, we already know she's been there with him forever. She's been riding with him forever. He's been notoriously doing him forever. He's 25. He's a big star, R&B star. And I guess the big issue now is that he has this baby that he obviously created when they were together. Mm-hmm. And the baby is 10 months. And baby's name is Royal. And she's like really, really pissed. Like, I guess this is like her last straw. That, you know, he's made this baby. But, like, not for nothing. Like, everybody knows that she's not going nowhere. Like, what's she going to
do? Right. Here's my thing. I think in the hierarchy of these women who just get caught up with these hip-hop artists, it's like, unless you have a kid, there was a ring around your finger, or he beat you, your name is just swept under the rug and you're done. I think she's trying with this interview, or she tried with this interview, to kind of, like, keep her name going.
Right.
Right? So, you know,
you're not going to be nothing more than Chris Brown's girlfriend forever in a day.
Right.
That's never, ever going to change.
Right, but think about it. She would have moved up in status if they got married, or if she got beat, or if there was a baby involved.
If she got beat?
Yeah. I mean, shit, he's got a track record. So,
it?
If she could have kept moving, but no, she's trying to scrape and claw.
Yeah, everyone look at me and everybody make this show because I have something to finally say. And she said absolutely nothing. Listen, don't get me wrong. She's a cute girl. I feel like, you know, if she put her mind to something, she could be anything, you know. Mm-hmm. Less enough of I'm hurt, I'm heartbroken, woe is me, what am I going to do now? I'm sick of it. And then, you know, just when I was thinking about the interview, the manager comes in the middle of the interview and he's like, wait, stop for a second. Well, I don't know, something, you know, didn't seem right or something didn't sound right. And I'm like, what the, like, just the whole thing of it was like giving her too much importance.
Yes.
It's nonsense to
me. One little bit that I thought was really funny was when she was like, you know, I can count on one hand how many people I've slept with, and that's the truth, or whatever she wanted to say, preaching. Yeah. Okay, you're gorgeous. You've been having.
She's a nice looking girl.
Yeah, you've had.
She's supposed to be African and Vietnamese.
Which I'll take.
Oh, I don't know.
I'll
you
take
like
that off
that.
The menu.
It's pretty exotic.
It's nice, yeah. But also that's a dime a dozen too.
This is true.
But don't act like you're some kind of angel. You know, when you're palling around with this guy, like, just do what you got to do.
We
and
don't
move on.
Believe you.
Mm-mm.
You need more people. I think that after this, we had enough. She's a beautiful, dumb, underdeveloped,
scraping to keep her name around.
I'm over it. I'm over her, and that's pretty much it. I'm done on that. Hashtag sick of her.
I just hope Iyanla can go back to fixing lives.
In the last half hour today, check out my sit down with guest co-host JF, aka John Fresh, to discuss some of the things going on in the news this week. Recently, people were outraged to hear the pregnant actress Blake Lively refer to herself as having an LA face and an Oakland booty. So we weigh in on the subject.
So,
I mean, is it really racist?
No, I didn't take that racist at all. I don't understand why black women was in a fury. Because wasn't nobody saying nothing when some other celebrities had said that same exact line? on Twitter. Khloe Kardashian said the same
thing. They got to pass on a lot of shit. I don't know how. Nobody said they're going to use the N-word soon. Good night. They are. They are. They basically.
But they might feel that they're entitled to because, you know.
Because why? Because they see.
You know, right, because they date black men. But anyway.
I heard a joke. I heard they see more black dick than a pair of NBA shorts.
Good night. Good night. What's up, y'all? This is Lachey. Tune in every Tuesday.
That might be racist, but it was still funny.
It's pretty funny. It's pretty funny.
But when I was, listen, remember we used to have two ways, the Motorola two ways, and we'd send two ways back and forth, and I always have like a silly little signature on the bottom. Mm-hmm. And like I put like, I got money, I got, start mm-hmm. to call me honey when they feel real hot. You know, just silly stuff as a signature. And I put once, you know, it was a Mos Def lyric, it said I'm black like Don Cheadle, mm-hmm. which I thought was funny because I'm not. But somebody actually sent me a thing back like, yo, you need to change your signature thing. And I was like, okay.
But why?
But I guess I offended them. But black like Don Cheadle, I thought that was funny because I'm not. But she actually had an Oakland booty. But that notwithstanding, I guess we should move on.
Katy Perry also used the line too, by the way.
Did she really? And yep. She's as white as can be.
But well, I don't know. What's her onion looking like?
I don't know. She
is she could, does she have the right to say that she got an Oakland booty?
She's got big knockers though. So I don't
even think that's accurate.
Really?
Big knockers?
We'll Google it later.
Do you recall? I thought so. She do?
Yeah, she do. She got big ones, right?
No.
No, no, but no, oh. No.
So she don't have an Oakland. She got a Oakland face.
I don't know. Maybe a Greenwich. LA Connecticut,
booty.
Greenwich, Connecticut booty. I don't know.
Greenwich.
There's not three black people there.
I don't know. I don't know why everybody was attacking Blake. Maybe because nobody know her like that.
I don't know. I just find people like to get. People like to get riled up now about stuff.
Well, actually, like, Sir Mix-a-Lot had came out and said that he ain't have a problem with it. And he the one who wrote the damn lyric.
Every white person in the world knows that record. Right. He ain't trying to offend one white person in the world because they're still buying records.
I know that's
right.
White
people buy records, you know.
No. She's pregnant and she got that booty.
Yeah.
Maybe she carrying the baby in her booty.
That's funny.
It's possible.
You're pregnant, you get that booty.
Yeah.
You get that body.
Yeah.
Good for her. Well, all right. I don't have a problem with it, though.
The ironic part is she's actually from L.A.
Is she?
Yeah, which is funny. She's actually from L.A.
But that booty ain't from Oakland.
No, I don't think she's probably ever been to
Oakland. I don't take no offense to it.
Oakland's rough now.
I ain't taking no offense to it.
It's just, you know.
I got a Brooklyn face with a Best Style booty, by the way. Rest in peace, babe. That's all I got to say. Anyway.
Baby.
Yeah. Oh, poor Pam. What else is going on is that had my attention was your boy Soulja Boy.
Yeah, you told me about this story. I need to dig into this a little more.
Soulja Boy, who keeps giving Soulja Boy money?
White people. It has to be white people.
It has to be. Soulja Boy just signed a $400 million endorsement deal, and he partnered up with a company called World Poker Fund Holdings. You should know about that. Don't you gamble?
Yeah. I do. Not as much as I used to. I'm a little older now. But yeah, I mean, who in the world is he appealing to? I mean,
obviously, this has to be somebody that's a fan. It
has to be.
What are they going by? They're going by how many followers he got?
First of all, what's it called? World Poker. Let me
World Poker Fund Holdings.
I'm sure this is like a 50 cent vitamin water deal where they gave him $2 million up front and he's gonna get $398 when this goes public and that goes public and this works and it's just gonna go out of business. I bet you it's an incentive based deal.
I don't know, but by the way, it has been verified because I know that you didn't believe it.
I'm sure it's a deal. I'm sure it's a deal, but I'm sure it's incentive laden to the point where, okay, if we get to this point, you get another 20. If we go to this point, you get another 20. Like a baseball player would get. Like they can sign a $2 million contract, but if they get more statistics going on,
right,
or the club does better, they get more money. I'm sure it's an incentivized deal. I would say. Well, it's $400 million just to write a check, $400 million to Soulja Boy for poker? I mean, I can see it.
They want him to be the face.
If it was for like doing blow or making bad songs or bad tattoos or fake jewelry.
He had a good few.
It was a long time
ago. All right, but you gotta give him something.
Yeah, Biggie's hit might have been more recent than that.
That was hate.
But I mean, if it was for bad tattoos or endorsement deal or something like that, then you could see him give him up. But poker? What poker player is he gonna make do anything? I'm sure it's incentive based. We'll check that out later. We'll visit that next time I come.
Well, World Poker Fund Holdings have selected him to be their ambassador, saying that he is the most influential urban entertainer and artist on social media
in this country.
Yep.
Yep, and he represents the best of the best. And we already see the impact from his presence. That's what they said. Soulja Boy, real name is DeAndre Cortez Way, will help promote the entity's gaming assets. And he tweeted, by the way, $400 million deal confirmed. And I still think that they lowballed me because I was thinking it should be like $2 or $3 billion.
Yeah, it's incentivized. He's lying. But that's okay.
Yeah, yes. Do me a favor. Somebody out there, please contact PokerStars or whoever their competition is.
Yeah.
And try to get an endorsement deal for MA.
Absolutely.
Because, I mean, we don't even have to go to the extreme of the $400 million.
No.
We'll take $100 million.
But they're going to see you at $10 million.
And you're going to tell me that Soulja Boy is more influential.
Soulja Boy. Yeah, that's rough business.
Somebody work on that deal. Somebody.
That's
ASAP.
Rough business. That's rough business.
But that's real.
Yeah.
That's the kind of like the last thing, though, that Soulja Boy needs right now.
It's more money.
It's more money.
Maybe that's some. Chris Brown doesn't need any more money either.
That's critics' opinion.
I'm talking about for his own safety.
It's just a little bit too much. It's a little bit too much. What else is going on? Something else just got my attention too. I don't know if you heard about this Australian model named Rachel French. She is getting criticized, her and her husband, for sending their kids to their in-laws every single weekend for couple time.
Okay.
She's getting slammed by people saying that she's not a good parent. They're treating the grandparents like parents. And basically, what's your opinion on that? Because me, I don't see nothing wrong with it.
My opinion?
Does the grandparents mind?
If they stop sending their kids to her parents, they can send her parents here and they can stay with my son every weekend so I can go out.
Why?
I never heard of such a thing. Just their grandparents. It's not like they're the nannies or
they're saying that they're not spending quality time with their kids.
But the grandparents are. You're not gonna
But what about the whole freaking week?
You're not gonna have grandparents forever either. They should get the time. It's not like they drop them off at Chuck E. Cheese for 10 hours.
But how do you feel about every
got a good relationship with their parents?
Well, it's the husband's parents.
Yeah, but still, it's his grandparents aren't around.
I just wanted to know if it was me that don't have a problem with it. I just wanted the white perspective.
I think time spent with your grandparents is important in the first place. I really believe that.
Absolutely.
That's important.
Absolutely.
If it's going to be on the weekends, when you're there all week, it's different. But it's not like they just took them to a stranger. Or how many of these celebrities, where's Northwest all the time?
With the nanny.
Exactly. It ain't even the grandparents.
But you know what I would actually have a problem with? Because, I mean, I, number one, love spending time with my daughter.
Right.
I love spending time with my husband.
Right.
And I think that the only problem that I would really have is if it was the other way around, as the grandparents have the kid all week,
right?
And then I have the kid on the weekends,
right?
I might have a problem with that. I think that's a little bit too much. Like, what the hell are you doing all week?
I'm telling you, it's still the grandparents.
5 out of 2.
It's still the grandparents. If you're with the grandparents, you're with the family. If you're with the nanny, while you're taking pictures and coming out of the
That's a good point, because why don't people have a problem with your kid being with the nanny 500 hours a week?
You got Wolfgang Puck and Spago and this and that. You're walking, and what's the name of that mall out there where they take all the pictures, the Grove, and everybody? No one's kids are with them.
Right.
Very rarely are the kids with them. Where are they? They're not with the grandparents, because Kris Jenner off somewhere making another deal to sell another porno or one of her daughters. And you're like, well, where is everybody then? You can't be mad at this. They're with the grandparents.
Being that we're talking about parenting, it's just something that just kind of dawned on me that I was having a conversation with a friend of mine at my daughter's dance school. We were having a conversation about traveling without your kid. And I just wanted to know how you felt about this. And how we brought this topic up. Let me just give you the scenario real quick.
How long?
Okay, well, let me explain to you her scenario. She has 2 daughters. And both kids are going away to sleepover camp. And they're going at the same exact time. And my question that I said to her was, so, you know, what you gonna do while the kids is away? I know that's gonna be nice. Y'all have some couple time and y'all be able to spend some time together. And she was like, oh, I don't know. We'll probably, you know, keep it local or whatever. I was like, why don't you go to Mexico or Aruba or something? And she says to me, she would absolutely never get on a plane with her and her husband while the children are away. Now, if she was to go away somewhere where she had to get on a plane, she would take two separate planes. Because, God forbid, if something happens to that plane, then the kids wouldn't have any parents. My opinion, I think that's the most ridiculous thing that I've ever heard of in my life. She even gave another example on how she has a friend that they were going to Poland. Her friend has four children, and the mother booked four separate flights for each child to make sure that if the plane, God forbid if something happened to the plane, everybody wouldn't go out at one time. Is this some white people stuff? No. Or is this...
There's a couple of things okay. to play here. First of all, it's funny that you bring this up because our son's going to be away for 4th of July at sleepover camp, and we don't want to go anywhere where we're on a plane in case something happens. You see what I mean? So we may go somewhere. We may go to the Hamptons. We may go, you know.
So you're in agreement with this? No, you refuse to get on a plane. You won't go on a plane.
No, because he's so far. Because we don't want to be. If something happens to him at camp, we got to get back. It's not like he's with his grandma. We've left him with his grandmother and going to Hawaii now.
Okay. All right. So you're saying that's different.
Okay. And I'll do that next week again.
Okay. All right.
He'll stay with his grandma, the same one that he stayed with for that weekend. Okay. And we'll go to Hawaii on the same plane and do it. You have to have your affairs in order. My business partners, before I went to Hawaii, I said, this is where my paperwork is. This is the way it is. This is the passwords in my account. This is how I want it.
Right.
God forbid something happens. You have to be prepared.
But you're not going to the extreme of not getting on planes.
No, that's ridiculous.
Because, I don't know, maybe it's me, but I'm a firm believer of when it's your time, it's your time.
And you know what's going to happen? God forbid one of those planes goes down and the other three kids are still alive. You know the regret they're going to have the rest of their lives? Wow, I couldn't get on that plane.
Why do you feel like it's not likely for you and your husband to take separate planes, mm-hmm. and then you get off, and then let's say the husband got there before you and got hit by a damn bus?
Yeah, you don't know what's going
to
happen.
It's just too contrived as to what if, like, how can you enjoy life being that way? No, I don't know. I just want to know if it's just me.
No. I'm with you on that. We've done that, but you have to have your affairs in order. That's the key. You can't be like Prince. You have to sit down and be like, look, this is what happened. Hawaii's a long flight. It's not like, you're over a lot of oceans. And I go to China twice a year, and I make sure that everything is the way it's supposed to be when I go there. It's just, it's very important.
But the point that you brought up, if you have your child with a secure situation,
right.
I don't see what the problem is. Like,
you know, it can happen in the car. You know,
it can happen anywhere.
It doesn't matter if you're on a plane or not. Yeah, absolutely. Right.
I just think that's a bit too paranoid.
Yeah,
for me.
Yeah, you're almost tempting fate.
I agree.
But that's almost a deeper issue. So.
Right. All right. I just wanted to get another opinion on that.
Boy.
I like having you here, Jaya.
Yeah, I like being here. It's always fun. I'm starving.
Soon come. Something else I wanted to bring to your attention was this Black Panther movie that's supposed to be coming out.
It's not about Huey Newton, right? Because that would be a movie I'd like to see.
You are so silly.
That would be a movie I'd like to see.
Actually, I'm talking about the superhero, the Marvel comic guy. I mean, thing, I guess.
Character.
Right, the fiction.
You know, it's the guy who played, it's the guy who played Jackie Robinson and James Brown. Have you seen those movies?
Is it?
Yeah, it's the same guy.
Oh, okay.
Did you see the James Brown movie?
Yes, I did.
Yeah,
I know
and
that.
Jackie Robinson was very good, too. It's the same guy. He's very good at it.
So is that Chadwick
I guess
Boseman?
That's right. Oh, I guess right. that's right. He was very good. He was very good in those movies, too.
All right, well, so for everybody who don't know, the Black Panther superhero Marvel comic character is coming out. The movie's coming out in July 2018, and as of right now, they're saying that it's supposed to have a 90% African American cast. Marvel announced Michael B. Jordan, what's her name, Lupita Nyong'o, and Chadwick Boseman, along with a black director, Ryan Coogler.
I never heard of him.
on there. Yeah, you have, because he directed Fruitvale Station.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's
and good. He directed Creed.
Creed was good.
Oh, it was?
I saw it on the plane.
I saw Fruitvale Station. I thought that was good, too. So, me personally, I'm not a Marvel or a superhero fan. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming that you are.
I take my son to the movies.
Right, you have a son.
A kid growing up.
And, he's, you know, 10 and at one point movies. You were a boy.
You know what I'm concerned with? I think that the 10%, the 90% black, they're going to make the 10% white people bad. Now they're going to be the white villains. Certainly going to be the bad people. You know that, right? They're gonna insert those.
So that's the part about it that you don't like?
Come on, man. If you're gonna have a black superhero, have a black villain. Why it's gotta be a white person? What the fuck, man?
Well, I understand that they're
breaking it. Stop being white out here.
They started to introduce the Black Panther in the Captain America movie. Did you see that?
Yeah, that was good. I took my son to see it. I was happy he wanted to see it.
What was that like?
It was good. There's a lot of interest. It's just a lot of action at this point. The plot was almost there for this movie, so it was okay.
Oh, okay.
But it's just a lot of shit blowing up, and it's cool. We're in the front row, so we got there late. So
oh,
like,
God.
Yeah, my neck was bothered.
Oh,
it was good. It was a good movie. It was okay.
When it's to that point, like, I don't even want to go.
The good news is, listen, I stayed online, mm-hmm. and my wife went on my son and came back, and I ended up getting in without a ticket.
Oh, that's the good news?
Yeah, so I can't really complain.
It's always a plus when you get over, huh?
Free, baby.
Yeah,
it's free.
Free 99.
It's free. Free 99. I like that one. I'm going to start using that. You don't want royalties, right?
So, anyway, I think it's cool, but people are saying that this is not going to be well-received at all.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't the Black Panther based on a black superhero in his country? I thought Black Panther was about a black character.
Yeah, he really is a comic book, but I don't understand why it wouldn't be well received. People like to go to movies and watch shit blow up. It's not like whether they're white or they're black. I don't think it matters.
Well, how about maybe this might be a better question. Is having a 90% black cast considered a black movie? I don't understand.
No.
Why is it a black movie?
I'm with you. I'm with you. That's actually a really good point. It's not like it's the Mac. You know what I'm saying?
It's not like it's car wash.
You're pretty Tony. It's
not when like I watch a movie, I watch movies with white people in it all the time. I don't say that was a good white movie.
A superhero movie with a big budget's not necessarily a quote unquote black movie. That's a good point. Mac was a black movie.
They said that nobody.
Hollywood Shuffle was a black movie.
I agree. They said that nobody was going to see Star Wars because they had that black guy in it, and it was the highest grossing picture in history.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, I don't know why people get so riled up when they hear about African Americans in the film
industry. It's not like they cast them for the 10% and made them villains.
I don't know.
Sure.
How did you feel about Captain America being black?
Captain America wasn't black.
Yes, he was. Right. And that movie that just passed, it was that dude from Michael B. Jordan.
He wasn't black.
Michael B. Jordan wasn't black?
He wasn't Captain America.
Yes, he was.
No, he wasn't.
Who was he?
The white guy. No. Michael B. Jordan wasn't in...
Captain America was but Michael B. Jordan.
No.
He wasn't?
No, it was a white guy. Whiter than me.
Oh, that was my bad.
That's okay.
Oh, okay. How about this? Let me pose the question differently.
Uh-huh.
How do you feel about a character that started out to be a white character and they turned them and an actor is...
Wild Wild West is a good example.
Wild Wild West?
Wild Wild West, the one with Will Smith.
I don't think I was born. Let's talk about Will Smith.
The Will Smith movie. That was a white character.
Okay, well, how do you feel about that?
I don't give a shit if the movie's good.
Are you saying you don't give a shit because you got a black wife? Or you really, really don't give a shit?
These are the questions
that I want to know.
I mean, I don't care. What do I care?
I got a better
example.
I don't think Wild Wild West was a good example.
That's a terrible movie.
Reason being.
Selma Hayek was in it, wasn't she?
I don't remember that. I told you. I don't think I was born.
Terrible.
Idris Elba being James Bond.
I don't have a problem with that.
You don't?
Who cares?
You really don't?
Yeah, I don't care. I don't care. Plus, he was Stringer Bell. Stringer Bell was a man. So you got to give him a pass for that anyway. He do whatever he wants. Bell. Stringer Bell.
Let me give you another example.
Mm-hmm.
How about the Ghostbusters movie about to come out with all of these women?
Don't care about that. There's people really mad about that, too. That's the dumbest thing I ever heard.
Well, I don't think I'm mad about it because I don't really care about Ghostbusters that much, so I don't give a shit either way. I don't care if it was men.
Melissa McCarthy is hilarious.
I don't know who that is. Who's that?
She was in Spies. She's a big fat. She's
good.
Yeah, she's funny.
Okay.
She's funny. The girl from Saturday Night Live are all funny. They're all funny.
Who?
The tall one who looked like a man.
From Saturday Night Live.
She does a commercial like, you want my number? Yeah.
Oh, the black one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's funny. She was
you didn't want to say the black one?
I did say it. The tall black one. I did say that. I say the black one. Now. Don't get me in trouble. Don't get me in trouble. Now. You know I got to go home.
I just don't have any interest. But you know what? I feel like... I'm not gonna lie. I feel like sometimes when it is a character that you kind of get used to, it might bother me a little bit. It really depends on the
situation. If Cliff Huxtable was white,
I might have a problem with that.
Would you have a problem with it if he was white and didn't drug people's drinks?
Yeah, I might still have a problem with that. I'm gonna still have a problem with that.
But so it's okay to be Bill Cosby, be Cliff Huxtable, and slip the Mickeys, but a white guy doing it and not slip.
No, I ain't saying it was a problem. Both of them is a problem.
Okay, just check.
Just check. Problem either way.
Theo, a white Theo.
I mean, I don't see what the problem is. But anyway, we go on to the next subject. It wasn't nobody had an attitude with that Black Panther that was in Jungle Book when. Bagheera was protecting the little
boy.
I went to see Jungle Book with my daughter, and that's cool. I actually enjoyed it.
I like Jungle Book? Movies that go with no.
Mowgli. Wasn't that the little boy's name?
I'll have to check that out.
No. Okay.
Zach didn't want to go there for some reason. I think he likes like murder and stuff.
You think so?
Yeah.
Get that from his dad. Another topic, I don't know if we have much time, but we have to talk about it. The reporter. The shit reporter. Please let us talk about it. I mean, I think that was one of the best stories of the week.
Well, then why don't you tell people who don't know? Because I didn't know until we watched it on TV. I thought it was pretty funny.
All right, so this dude, he's a reporter. His name is Jonathan Lowe. And in Arizona, he was arrested because he had the bubble guts. And what he did was he could not hold it. Who knows what happened? He probably had freaking KFC, Chipotle, a bean burrito, but basically
Taco Bell boy.
He let everybody know his favorite rap group, which was Run DMC, on somebody's lawn.
Yeah.
And he basically pulled down his pants and he shitted on somebody's lawn because he had to go.
There's a couple things at play here.
Quickly, let's go.
Number one, there was no trees, bushes around?
No. To answer your question, no.
Number two, was he drunk?
I don't really think he was drunk. I think his stomach was fucked up.
Number three, was it a white person lawn? Because it was a black.
That's very important.
Because it's a black man.
That's very important. Yeah. If it was a white person's lawn, he has to go to jail.
No question.
Right, he has to go to jail.
But then again, if it was a white person on the lawn, he wouldn't have to shit on the floor and say to let him come in and use the bathroom.
That's what I don't understand.
Why don't you just ask to use the bathroom?
That's what I don't understand. Well,
he was a reporter.
Maybe it was to that point.
He didn't think he was
going to
go there.
Like, oh, Lord Jesus.
Yes. But, yo, we all had the situation.
Ooh, holding it.
We've all been there when it was on the edge. Come on, right?
Yeah,
we've all been there.
Oh, yeah.
We've all been there.
Nothing
you can do.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like, number one, when he felt it was like bubbling,
right,
he could have went knocked on somebody's door and said, "Yo, it's emergency."
I gotta go. But there's no dogs in this neighborhood.
Dogs is not a dog and a human being pulling down their pants and just defecating on somebody's yard.
Like,
is
it's not like
different.
She set the yard on fire. It's not like he went and set the yard on fire. He had to go to the bathroom.
Well, I don't know if you noticed or not, but shitting on someone's property is against the law, JF. It is.
Hmm. Okay.
Did you not notice?
I don't know not to do it now.
Please don't. Have you done it before?
No, but I get the bubble guts every now and then. So, but I have no. I pull out my wallet and show the white card. They let me in.
Mm.
I use any bathroom in the world with that.
Good point. That's useful.
The White House. Can I use your bathroom? Oh, come on in, Whitey.
No, right. It's different though. Yeah, but don't forget, he's not white.
What's up, y'all? This is Lachey, and today we're digging into the archives, clips from some of my past shows that never aired to the public. Lachey Show.
Okay, you had touched on something previously about, you know, you said something along the lines of, that's a white show, or that's a white comedian. So,
I don't like when you just did the jump with your hand. Like, it just made it more and more, like, racist. That's a white show.
Because I would never, if I'm talking to my friends or anything, I would never say, it's a black thing.
You say it all the time.
What the fuck I do?
Shit.
No, I don't.
What are you saying?
Wait.
Not only do you say it's black, but you emphasize the B and the L to the temple. This is a black guy. That's what you do.
If I'm talking about people, he's a black guy. Black.
No.
Yeah, I hear right now. I sound like Affleck. Black. But when I'm talking about a show. Okay, what categorizes a black show? That's a black show.
Black people are in it.
Is that to say that every other show that has white people in it, or is 90% white, a white show?
Absolutely.
You don't watch any shows that are predominantly white?
Of course I do.
But will you call it that white show?
Yes, it's a white show, yes.
Really? Why does race have to be involved with that? Do you watch, like, I don't know, what's popular?
Blackish.
Modern Family. That's like a popular show.
Okay.
Or whatever. Two and a Half Men.
No,
I don't know.
You know what? I'm lying. I would not.
Why are you lying then?
No.
Yeah.
Because I just thought of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a show that I like.
Which one?
Modern Family.
Okay, Modern Family. A lot of whites. A lot of, like, real white people. Ed O'Neill. Al Bundy is a fucking white man.
All right.
Old whitey. Go ahead.
I don't refer to it as a white show.
Uh-huh.
I don't. But right. It's a show that I happen to like with white people in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much the extent of it. But if we want to put it in a category, it's a white show.
That's bullshit. I would say it's a primetime comedy. Like race would never, even if, like, Blackish, I would never be like, well,
you
that's
heard
a,
the Blackish?
That's a
Did
black.
Did you hear the BL in Blackish just now?
I would never say Blackish is a black show.
Why
ever.
Wouldn't you say it? Because that's exactly what it is.
I would say it's a comedy. Like, it's
There's
a comedy that's on
TV. There's rarely any white people on it, so it's technically a black show.
Like, okay, like CSI or like Law and Order, those shows.
Those are white shows, yeah.
Why? Like, isn't LL on one of those shows? LL's on one of those shows.
So that makes it a
black show. Does it? Does it? Let's say tomorrow a black dude starts hosting Family Feud. It's a fucking white show, though. A white ass show.
All right, that's a good point.
But, like, if you're gonna inject race in it, what makes it the black or the white? Is it the content or the acting? Like, Family Feud, if you had Snoop Dogg hosting it, that's a fucking white show. It's a white, traditionally white show.
That a black.
The Carpenters versus The Simpsons.
A
like
black took over a white show. Is that what you're saying?
I am saying that.
That's horrible.
But I would never inject race unless it's like.
What you did?
If I'm talking about a show like The Wire, let's say.
That's totally black.
Why is it black because the people in it